Welcome to Lord Jonlander, the Outlander podcast for Lord Jon fans, where we talk about all things Outlander, but especially about Jaime and his Sassenach. And sometimes we'll talk about Claire, too. We may not be the Outlander podcast you wanted, but we will be the Outlander podcast you didn't know you needed. This is your one and only warning that this is not a spoiler-free zone. We can and we will spoil anything and everything about Outlander, from the books and the show, and definitely from Season 7. We'll probably make some stuff up while we're at it. If you make it through the episode in one piece, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us on Twitter and Tumblr at Lord Jonlander, or on our website at lordjonlander.wordpress.com, where you'll also find our archived episodes, teasers, fig recs, and more. Welcome back to Lord Jonlander. We are your hosts. I'm Mistress Pandora, but you can call me Pan.
And I'm Beth.
We're coming up on that mid-season hiatus, Droughtlander, whatever you want to call it. So we've got one more episode of Season 7A. So this week we're talking about Episode 708, Turning Point. So this is your last spoiler warning. As usual, we won't tell you if we've made it up completely or if it's just a spoiler you haven't seen yet.
Can I just say something about Droughtlander? So the time between seasons, or, you know, A and B, those are Droughtlanders. I saw some blogs and articles this last week referring to the 1 week hiatus as a Droughtlander.
Oh, please.
Are you new here? Because that's nothing. All right. I was just like, can we not be so impatient that we call a 1 week hiatus a Droughtlander?
Like,
if that's hard for you, I got news for you. You're not going to last.
Seek help. You would think, though, like what we have been through over the last few years is like shows just stopping in the middle of seasons because of the pandemic, and now they're kind of sort of getting back on track, and all of this, we don't know when it's coming back, and now there's strikes going on, and like, if you can't last a week, man, seek help, fandom.
I know. I mean, for us, it was a nice break.
Right? We had a good time. Yeah, read some fan fiction, write some fan fiction, do some fan art, playlists. That's a thing I've been getting into lately. Is fandom playlists.
Or, you know, find another show that piques your interest. You know, it's okay.
Broaden your horizons just a little.
Watch some Poldark or Turn, Washington Spies, or there's so many period dramas if that's what you're into, you know? Or if you're into time travel, I don't really know a lot about many time travel shows, but I know they're out there, so... If you like the romance, you know, Bridgerton is nice and it's a period drama. So there's a lot of choices.
Notice Beth is the one giving you television show recommendations because I'm just like, I'm waiting for Interview with a Vampire season 2 to come out because that's the only other show I'm actually obsessed with.
And I am so happy that they are like on track. Well, they were on track with that. I don't know. Is it all filmed? I don't know.
I think it was mostly done.
Because they released a trailer. So, yeah, I'm really happy about that. What We Do in the Shadows is currently airing. That's a nice, that's another vampire show, but just totally different.
Different vibes. The other gay vampire show.
Yes. Oh, if you like the time period too, there's Black Sails, which was also a Starz show. Love that one.
I do need to finish Black Sails.
Yeah. It's good. And it has Jessica Parker Kennedy in it, who is delectable. And there's a lot of like gay stuff, you know, so which you don't expect, but it's there.
No one is straight in that show.
Yeah. So there's just a lot. There's a lot out there. And it's no, it won't be Outlander. I will give you that. But
that's not a bad thing.
We can do this. Queen Charlotte, which was also like in the Bridgerton universe, was excellent. It's very short. So it's only like 6 episodes, but it was excellent. So there's lots out there.
Starz has been recommending The Serpent Queen.
Oh, about Catherine of Medici.
Sure. I don't know. I watched, like, I kind of half paid attention to a teaser and I'm like, well, this looks hilarious. And I don't, it probably isn't. Although after watching the Trauma Bucket show, it's probably a walk in the park.
There's also, oh, a good old one is The Tudors. It's still good. Stars did one called Becoming Elizabeth about Elizabeth I, basically from the time of her father's death, until she just for like a year or two after her
Yeah.
father's death. So there's
Oh,
lots of
yeah.
stuff. Speaking of The Tudors, you knew that segue was coming.
I should have seen that coming.
I think I've talked about before how in my ancestry I found out that someone in my family tree was like a page for Henry the Seventh or something like that, and he was like friends with Henry the Eighth or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but I found another person that was actually granted land by Henry the Seventh, and he was like a close and personal friend with him and stuff like that. And it's all very, I was like giddy about it for a little while because I was like, oh my God, I just love the Tudors. So that was pretty cool to find.
Is that the origin of your landed gentry heritage? Is that where that came from?
Well, yes.
Okay.
So that is like kind of but there are others in the family too that
Oh.
were all like, I had like, there's a couple people who were like sheriffs, like the Sheriff of Nottingham, but not that. And
Well, so now I'm bummed.
I know. And like, they're knights and stuff like that. Like, the guy that
Oh.
was granted land by Henry the Seventh, he was a knight. So, yeah, really, really cool stuff. And I have not been in a ancestry mode right now, but I'm excited for when I am again.
Yeah. We usually get good stories out of
I know, right?
it. Or wild, frantic messages to me on Discord.
Oh my God. Well, here's an interesting thing. I went to a 911 Lone Star convention at the beginning of June in Paris, and there were a couple other shows that were there too. But I met up with some people that I knew from like Tumblr and from like a Discord server I'm in and stuff. And this one woman that we hung out with a lot, she works at this place in England. I won't get into details for privacy purposes,
Yeah.
but because where she told me she worked, it sounded so familiar. But what I found out was one of the parts of where she works was originally part of the land that my family owned, because
Oh.
it still exists as a
Yeah.
public place. So yeah, I was like, oh my God, remember how I told you that sounded really familiar? Well, let me tell you. So that was really, really cool.
What a weird small world.
It really is. I always find weird connections. And I think that's how my brain works, but it's also just like a small world.
That, yeah, it's both. It can be both.
Yes.
So, speaking of cool things and trying to steer us artfully back to Outlander,
You didn't think we'd have anything to talk about.
don't know why I ever worry. We always come up with something within a minute. So last was it? It was not, well, not last week, but last episode we were talking about William playing with the apple, cutting it in half, and I said I just want to know how many takes that was. Well, Beth
Right.
found out that it was apparently one take. One take, two cameras, just nailed it. I'm in awe. Way to go, Charles. Way to
He's
go.
amazing.
Oh my
He
God.
as far as I'm concerned, that man walks on water. He is an angel. Like, he can do no wrong.
He's absolutely outstanding.
So don't disappoint me, Charles.
Well, like, no freaking pressure. You're like his biggest fan.
Yeah. Which is so ridiculous. Hey, say, I went out and found one of the like old Canadian Disney type shows he was on and even watched a couple episodes. So
really?
I am committed. Well, I just wanted to see what I wanted to see what he looked like in like motion. Before. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and we had so long till it came out. So I was like looking up the different things and I was like, oh, let me try this one. Cause it was like his most recent show. And it was definitely, it was just like the American teeny bopper shows that are on Disney, but it was in Canada. So. He's a good egg.
Yeah. So this episode, Turning Point, I'm not going to lie, I was a little surprised we actually did get to the Second Battle of Saratoga.
Well, they just jumped right there.
They jumped right into it. I will say the opening scene with the looters and Claire with the sword
was really good.
Yeah. Claire is all Hippocratic Oath until it's like inconvenient to be do no harm. Because I fully believe that crazy bitch was about to slit that kid's throat.
Oh, yeah. She 100% would have.
I was going to do it.
For Jamie? Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Like, okay, fine. I get it. But also, ma'am.
Oh, God.
But speaking of the Second Battle of Saratoga, how about that family reunion on the battlefield?
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to do that. And with Jamie shooting William's hat off, and they did it. And it was really good. And it's just so, I mean, you know, because I love William so much, like these are some of my favorite parts of the book. So to actually see them coming to life, you know.
It's very fulfilling.
Yeah. And like most of the seasons up through season 5, I watched those before I read the books. So like when I read the books, I had like the images of the show, you know, but season 6 and now season 7, and season 6 kind of sucked, so whatever. But season 7 with all the action and stuff like that, like I'm seeing all these things that I could only have like imagined before. So
yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, I loved the battle. I loved the battle scene in this episode. I loved the way that they managed the pacing for it.
Yes.
I thought it was just, oh my God, it was tense. As soon as Jamie got the order to shoot General Fraser, I'm like, oh, this is awkward.
I know.
And like, it was just so well done. I actually have nothing mean to say about...
No.
I actually don't have anything mean to say about it. It was just phenomenally done. Sam was brilliant as ever.
Yeah, they really knocked it out of the park. And even like the Jamie Claire banter, like after she found him and they were going, you know, back and forth about like, it was so on point. It was like just really good. Like everything about this episode was just really well done.
Yeah.
The only thing that could have made it better was John.
John. Always John. Always.
But I'll take it as it is because it was really good.
It was really good. For not having John in it, it was actually pretty good. I'm going to put a pin in that and come back to John, though.
Okay.
I got so excited when Jamie's nap got interrupted because he was being summoned to General Fraser's deathbed.
Yes.
Because like that's here we are. Here we go. It's the don't look up moment, right? Oh, that made me cry. Because they did such a good job building up who Simon Fraser was in the previous 2 episodes.
Yeah.
And giving us those really brief but intense glimpses into his character in the way that he interacted with William. It made it impactful.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason, like there was no, like the boot with blood coming out of it was really disgusting, but it could have been worse. And let's face it, Outlander has done worse in the recent past But there was no need for it to be graphic and horrible and disgusting because they had built up the emotional impact.
Right. Well, and I have to say a lot of it, I know I talked on the last episode how much I like that actor. And mm-hmm. I just have to say, like, he's just really freaking good. Like he just does a very good job. And I mean, just when he started, when he was just talking to Jamie, like, it was so moving because, you know, they were obviously they were enemies on the battlefield, mm-hmm. but the way he was just like, I'm ready to go. I've got my faithful men and now I have Kin with me. And, you know, Jamie's like, we haven't seen each other since we were little boys. And it was just very moving. The whole way it was set up. Yeah. Like I loved it. I would love to see some more side episodes of the adventures of General Simon Fraser. Just some side episodes, webisodes.
Like 5
'cause that I just love that. I just love that actor. He's just does.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that scene. It almost brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, it almost definitely. Made me cry. And then Jamie giving William the hat.
And they actually for real spoke because they've also done a really good job of establishing that William is not Jamie's twin in this version of Outlander.
Yeah.
He's a lot like Jamie in so many ways, but they are not twins like they are in the book. So yeah. There was an opportunity for Jamie to actually talk to William. You could tell that conversation, especially after that other soldier came out and said like good things about Jamie, mm-hmm. it really had a deep impact on William. And it's like almost like he couldn't figure out why, right? Like he was just like confused almost. And I mean, obviously he had to have connected him to, like, he knew who he was, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that Mac was a really important person to William, which mm-hmm. obviously, I mean, when he was with Ian and they were in the Great Dismal, the last name he called himself was William James. Like, he obviously has felt this connection to Jamie for a long time. And he's kind of like feeling this connection that he's not sure where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's kind of been a theme that they've really leaned into, I think, in a positive way without overdoing it. And partially because obviously the audience knows who William's father actually is, but also just the way they have set up the characterization across the several seasons with Mac and with Willie and now William, because he's all grown up now. There's always like this magnetic pull between them that's not really something that you could explain just by, oh, he was a groom when he was a little kid and he was nice to him kind of thing. There's always definitely something more there. And I think because of that strong connection that William had with General Simon Fraser, I think we can see like, okay, this is definitely, if you thought it was like not intentional, you can see that it is actually intentional, that there is that pull there.
Yeah.
Because everyone, like all of the men loved General Fraser, right? That was clearly, that was very clear.
Yeah.
But man, William was really broken up and that had to be kind of confusing for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, those were my favorite parts of the episode for sure.
Well, that and also Ian and Rachel.
Oh my God.
I love them. Oh my God. They're so cute. I was just like, she is so cute. Just like, oh God, I'm about to commit some horrible sin. she's kind of like saying, you know, that, like acting like she doesn't want to. And then as soon as her brother says something about like, oh, you couldn't marry a man like Ian Murray. She's like, wow. You know, you can tell her she's like ready to be like all like, you know, stubborn about it and stuff. And they're just so cute.
Oh my gosh. That all right. The chemistry is great.
Yes.
And the kiss was so sweet. The slap was incredible.
Yeah, it was good.
That was excellent. Ian, I'll take you here and now. My man, who do you think you are? Harold Gray? You can't say that.
You can't just take her on the hearth rug.
Exactly.
You're going to need a lot more moxie to do that. A lot more game.
You're smooth and you're cute, but man, you ain't that cute.
You can only hope to achieve that kind of game in your life.
Nope. We still need Hal.
I know. So upset. I feel like they're gonna have to do the Greys for season 8, right?
Just please, God, I need them.
And like, I think, you know, like Meryl had been talking about in that one interview about how there was a great story for Dottie and they didn't get time to do that. Like maybe they're going to go back and backtrack a little bit and incorporate some of these characters, you know, like, so I don't know.
Yeah. It is so flipping hard to ship Jamie and Hal when there's 5 collective minutes of screen time for Hal. It's so fucking hard.
But you do it. I mean, you're a professional.
I do not try this at home.
We are professionals.
I will tell you right now, the moment you think, oh, I could ship that ironically, it's just crack. That's your last chance. Get out now. Because it's ruined my life.
Yeah, if you're already like shipping something ironically, like you're like 99% of the way there, you know.
You're done.
Oh God.
The other thing I really wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk about from this week's episode was the boat ride. Because we didn't have a lot of time on the boat, but like Ian sitting down, like all like mopey, I miss my dog, was just adorable. I miss my dog. And of course, Arch is fucking back. Like that's.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, it's a good opportunity. If they play that out the way it played out in the book, I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
Because it's. Because I'm out, you know what? Because William and Rachel and Ian doesn't have to be a triangle. Just saying.
Well, it can be a triangle, but triangles can be good sometimes.
It can. They can. Yes, it's just trigonometry. Anyway, there is something about seeing Jamie violently seasick that delights me to no end. And I genuinely laughed so hard just to see him laying there on the cot, just dying. I don't know why that tickles me, but it tickles me.
And I loved Jamie being all like his little speech about how he's not going to go walking around with, you know, like a porcupine or whatever, because he doesn't want to like disgrace the U.S. you know, soldiers by doing that on a British ship.
Yeah, okay, it's much better to puke your guts out. That's much more dignified.
Yes, yeah, that's very manly of you.
Ah, hell, I just had TSP, the Scottish prisoner, pop into my head.
Oh boy.
I'll never know peace. So we have no idea where John is right now, do we?
No. I mean, I think book-wise, he went back to England.
Book-wise, he's in France fucking Ben Franklin.
Well, let's just say he's not on the continent, okay? Yeah, so John is not on the continent because when he comes back is in the books is when he brings Dottie. And that's when he ends up in Philadelphia.
Right.
Which we all know we're all headed to Philadelphia soon. You know, just a quick shortcut via Scotland.
It's just a tiny little detour. It's not a... not at all a month. But I don't think that because we're not getting the Dottie storyline. So that's probably not where he is in the show. He's not on the screen. So that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could be anywhere, really.
Well, he was in the preview for the second half of the season.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Philadelphia. We know what's going to happen there.
I cannot wait.
I am still randomly seeing on Twitter so many people that are just like, anytime anybody mentions John and Claire, they're just like, oh, I don't see it. And I'm like, you guys are just going to have to die mad about it. It's going to happen.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for the gnashing of teeth and the clutching of pearls, and it's going to be beautiful. He's perfectly capable.
I hope it's like 2 episodes at least.
Just them boinking.
We'll get a webisode.
67 minute episode, and 54 of them is just sad sex and friendly hand jobs between bros.
Who knows? Maybe we could get some, you know, oral action too. Just really kind of, you know,
not gonna really kind of
just add to it all. So it's just like, you can complain all you want. It's going to happen.
Going to.
So just deal with it.
It's a crucial point to really kick off Jamie's bi panic. We have to have it.
I know.
The rest of the story doesn't make sense.
I mean, bees wouldn't make any sense without Jamie's bi panic.
That's a strong statement. Bees doesn't really make sense. For one.
But think how much it wouldn't make sense if we didn't have Jamie's bi panic.
So much worse. Why is he so mad?
Big
emotions, and he doesn't know the names for them. That's what it is.
Oh, God.
So we know that that's coming. I have seen some speculation about what that like half a second shot of John's face was, and I'm thinking that was probably the wedding. Because he looked shattered but trying to hold it together. And like resigned to that he's going to spend the rest of his and or Claire's natural life with that woman.
He loves it.
That woman. It will never not be funny.
I'm already jumping ahead, possibly to season 8. I don't even know. But if we have to get the scene where Claire is recovering and John comes in and he keeps calling her my dear.
Oh,
and Jamie's like, did I call her that? And then they use the fucking cheese that Lafayette sends to pack her wound. She's always using weird shit.
I forgot about the cheese.
It's like Roquefort or something. Oh my God.
Oh.
And she uses like honey in John's eye. Like, what are you doing, woman?
Well, honey is kind of magic.
I know. I know. It's just funny. What? Like, she just starts getting really creative with food.
Hey. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Oh God!
It's spicy. I'm weird tonight. I don't think we're going to get anything about Percy.
No, probably not.
I have mostly negative feelings about that because it's an important storyline for John.
Yeah.
But also, if they don't bring in Percy, then they don't have to kill him at the end.
Yeah.
Because that's a bullshit storyline that I really hope. I hate. I hate it.
I'm still hoping that we get a John spinoff, so, you know.
God. That's the only spinoff I would watch.
I know.
I'm tired.
I'd watch a William spinoff, you know.
Well, yeah. I'd probably watch Ian and Rachel, too.
I might casually watch Ian, Rachel, and Jenny. But it's like...
Yes.
Like, you know, but it's like a sitcom.
Great. Two and a half Catholics. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, God.
That was mean, Pan. Don't be rude. I say it with love.
With a laugh track.
That would be crucial. It has to have a laugh track.
Because like Jenny and her goats and stuff.
Oh,
like,
God.
And then like Jenny just like making like snide remarks to Rachel. And then like Rachel just like rolling her eyes to the camera. Like,
yeah. Not to bring down the party, but you were talking about Jenny, and that made me think about what we are probably getting in the first or second episode when we get back is we're going to have some ugly tears.
Yeah. When
old Ian kicks it.
We're going to see Leary too.
Yeah.
I think.
I hope
right?
so.
They said she's coming back, right? Or did I make that up?
I remember you said Lottie Verbeek.
Yeah.
Is in 7 and 8 according to her Instagram page.
Yeah, I can't remember now if I'm making that up.
I don't know. I wonder if we're going to see Fergus and Marsley and the kids, but I say that honestly kind of hoping we don't, because if we do, we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't need to see that.
But like also, I feel like it's really weird that they just fucking disappeared and like nobody has said a word about them. Like,
not a word.
And I don't even just mean the characters, but I mean like in interviews and stuff. It's like they never existed. It's so weird. Nell Hudson is returning as Leary McKenzie.
Nice. There you go. Love it.
But yeah, like, please bring them back. Like,
But also don't bring them back just to kill the baby.
No, please don't do that. But I will take them over Brodger any freaking day.
Did you just say Brodger?
Yeah. Bree and Roger.
We got to do better with our names. Claiming Brodger.
Bree and Roger don't deserve a better nickname. They can take what we give them and deal with it.
I mean,
I said it.
You said it. I still like them.
The only thing I like about them now is their children and Buck.
I am looking forward to Roger Mack's Wild Ride.
Yes. Yeah, I am. I love Buck. I think we talked about this on the last episode too, but like, just like the way he was he was very small part in this episode, right? But like,
yeah,
where he was just like, I'm going to. Like,
oh yeah,
just conviction, and just he says you're kin, and like that's all that matters, you know. So it's like, I don't know, I just love him.
Thank God, because poor Roger. I love Roger. Don't get me wrong. However, the 18th century is not his time period.
Oh, poor no. thing.
Bless his heart, and I mean that with all the southernness that I have. Bless his heart. It would not go well.
Yeah. No. He's
he got lucky the first time. I don't think it's gonna happen again.
Yeah, he barely survived the first time.
Like, barely. It did not go well. Oh, and it God. Would go worse. And like,
he was almost thrown over the ship. I mean,
it was just not a good time. And then like sold into slavery. It was not a good time. We don't need to do that again.
Oh my God.
I do wonder if they're going to take the time to, well, they kind of have to show why they ended up in the wrong place year.
Right.
Why they ended up in the wrong when. They kind of have to take the time to show what happened to his dad a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to, like, see how they do that.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
I bet we'll get, like, a nice flashback in one of the episodes, you know?
A nice flashback to the Blitz?
Yes.
I love it. That's more trauma.
You know, but I mean, it's going to be a pretty cool scene if they do it, right? Like,
yeah, I could go without seeing the bombing, but
well, I mean, yeah, but like,
but in generally, yeah, no, I think it would be cool. I love that twist. I think that was really interesting.
Oh, I remember reading that and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, shit got real. Shit got real. But then that, have you read the short story? It's such a long title. The All Hallows Eve, whatever. The one from Jerry's perspective. Yeah, that book, that story had me bawling my eyes out.
I don't think I've actually read that one yet.
Oh, it's good. Why. It's in Seven Stones to Stand and Fall.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very good. The end does require Kleenex. Ugly crying. Just nasty tears.
You know what I find really interesting about Diana? Not in an interesting in like that I like her way, just like interesting, is that she has pretty much, other than like whatever she's written nonfiction, like for whatever, she's like only ever written in the Outlander universe.
That's true.
Which is really interesting.
It's a little unusual.
Yeah.
Especially for a contemporary author.
Yeah.
But it is such a big, I mean, honestly, that was really kind of forward thinking on her part, I guess. I guess. I don't know. That might be too much credit. But it's such a large universe.
Yeah.
That there's really no limit to it. And maybe that's not a good thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we're spending all of this time talking about it.
She does it well. I mean, it's a great universe and she does it well. So, I mean, in the ways that, okay, she doesn't do some of it well just because, like, she's, like, you know, terrible at wrapping up story. It's like storylines, and she can't keep track of dates and times and names. But, like, her writing, her characters in that universe are generally really great.
Yeah, yeah, she does write good characters. Give her that. So. Especially John. And he was an accident. And I think that's kind of telling.
He was a mushroom. Oh, God.
Well, how's your bingo card looking?
Well, I added, upon your advice from last week, I did add Jamie Adopts More Children from last week's episode with the boy. And then I added Roger Mack's Wild Ride because it's coming. Mm-hmm. But I am actually one away from a bingo on one row, but I don't know if it's going to come in season 7 or not.
Yeah.
So
I added Jamie's trauma bucket tips over this week from the scene with Daniel Morgan and his scars.
Oh, that's a good one.
Would like to point out he has more than Jamie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
He was totally triggered.
Well, and he said he said it was like 499 lashes, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Which could be hyperbole.
Could be. but
it could totally have been hyperbole, or they weren't quite as blackjacked as they weren't quite as deep, maybe. Right.
But I mean, awesome. They were thick.
It was pretty thick. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So once again, shout out to the makeup team.
Yeah. Holy crap.
But that was a long, long morning for that actor.
Oh, yeah.
3 hours, probably. But yeah, I am actually one away from a bingo on two. I am just missing John's faithful sidekick, which I hope we get, but don't know that we will. That being Germain, by the way. And Jamie's epic resignation will probably happen this on the back half of the season.
Yeah, that's the one I'm missing, is Jamie's epic resignation to make a bingo. But I'm not sure. And the reason I'm not sure is because I recently read something with a little more clarity. They didn't know if season 7 would be the last until towards the end of 7A filming.
Okay.
So it's possible that we're not going to try to squeeze all of Moby into 7B. So hopefully, because we're not even close to done through Echo. Yeah.
God.
So I think maybe we're not going to get that until season 8, but we'll see.
Maybe. Well, we'll find out. I suppose our bingo cards could carry over.
Yeah, true.
We make the rules.
I'm just going to make myself a new one.
You know, one thing that we didn't mention from this week's episode that I kind of wanted to was how much time we spent talking with Benedict Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was interesting.
It was, but also it felt a little like they're just reminding us that it's a time travel show.
Yes.
And got it. Hence the time traveling within the show, this episode. Got it. But I got a little frustrated with Claire, as usual. It doesn't take much. When she's all like, I hope I said the right thing to him and blah, 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 blah.
Claire, you can't fucking change anything.
You can't change anything. This was the theme in season 2. It's now season 7. She still doesn't know the theme. I'm not sure what we're doing. Someone should tell her. That's all. Because that was like 15 minutes that could have had John or Hal in it. It didn't. I think that might cover it. Do you have any other thoughts for 7A?
No thoughts.
No thoughts. Head empty.
Head empty. Very tired.
We will go ahead and say that we are not sure when 7B is going to kick off. We know sometime in 2024. So in terms of our rewatch and what that means for us is we are going to be off the air for a while. We're not going to post anything new for a while. We're going to start kind of probably leisurely recording some rewatch for season 3. Which will be our season 4, potentially.
Potentially.
It could be season 5. We don't know. But we're going to call this the end of our season 3. And whatever we do next, whether it will be Outlander season 3 rewatch, or if it will be 7B live episode reaction, whatever we called this, I don't remember. Either way, that would be one of those two will be our season 4. So make sure you are following us on social media. Tumblr is the most reliable. But we do get emails if you happen to send us something on WordPress at lordjohnlander.wordpress.com/contact us. We actually get that emailed. So we will see that.
Yes.
For sure.
Eventually.
But yeah, so we are on social media at lordjohnlander and all of those places. And we'll post there when we know what exactly we're going to do for season 4.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Have a good Droughtlander. Because this is actually a Droughtlander.
This is a real Droughtlander. This but
not a drill.
I gave you a lot of show wrecks, okay?
Right. Right. We don't need to, like, it's okay. It's fine. They'll be okay. Go read some fan fiction. Go watch some shows. Read a book. Touch some grass.
Yeah.
Not that I'll be doing any of those things. Especially the touching grass. I hate being outside.
I mean, before you know it, I know it's only August, but before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. Like, anyway.
Coming. All right, everyone. Take care. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you sometime in the future. Bye-bye.
Bye. Listening to this, it means you survived another episode of Lord Johnlander. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter or Tumblr at Lord Johnlander or on our website at lordjohnlander.wordpress.com/contact us. All opinions expressed on the Lord Johnlander podcast belong to us and are not affiliated with Outlander, Sony, Stars, and definitely 100% not with Diana Gabaldon. This podcast is not suitable for children, immature adults, homophobes, anyone who takes fandom seriously, people who don't understand that the characters aren't real, people with sticks up their arse, people who hate fun, and people who have no sense of humor. Do not try any of these hot takes at home. We are professionals. And if you know us in real life, no, you don't.